how can we get more association of senior devotees? Or if we don't get much association of senior devotees and we have mostly our equals, and how can we maintain our inspiration when we don't get much association of those who inspire us? Association is not just in terms of time. You know, it's terms in terms of, as I said, transfer of desires. So if we associate with those who inspire us, even if it's intermittent association, but we can carry that inspiration with us. And nowadays we can hear classes anywhere, and we can make notes and refer to those notes. That way we can inspire us. See, association ultimately depends on our initiative. So if we are very inspired by a senior devotee, then we can find out some way in which we can serve that devotee more. Maybe assist that devotee in their services. Usually, the best way to get association of some devotee is to assist in their services. Then, that way we can get their association much more. And that way we can move on. But even if there is not much association, we shouldn't become discouraged by the fact that, okay, I associated, I got inspiration, then the inspiration is gone. That's natural. See, the inspiration is like energy. So it is just like, you know, I ate food today, I got a lot of energy. But I don't lament that tomorrow morning I don't have the energy. It's natural, the energy will go away. Tomorrow morning I'll eat again. So it is not unnatural that the inspiration will decline over time. That's the natural way things are, because energy, when it is expended, it is lost. But every time we assimilate the energy and expend the energy, it's not just a loss. There is also the building of the body that happens. Even now, physically, we eat food, we get energy, we expend the energy. The energy goes away. But in that process, if you are doing it regularly, slowly the body is getting built up. Muscles are growing. But still, it's not that just the growth of the muscles can at any time substitute the input of energy further. It's not that one day my muscles will grow so much that I can stop eating and still I'll have a lot of energy. So, we always have to take in energy. And we need association of devotees. So, if we find certain association very inspiring, then we should orient our life in such a way we can get that association. And as far as not getting much association of seniors, that is true. That is true for everyone. Even during Prabhupada's times, Prabhupada disciples, how many of them got Prabhupada's association so much? Only in the early days they got Prabhupada's association. Later on, most of their inspiration came from Prabhupada disciples only. Senior Prabhupada disciples. They did not get so much Prabhupada's association. So, we do, in one sense, when we associate with our equals, although they may not inspire us in the same way as our seniors, but they can inspire us in a different way. Because sometimes when we associate with seniors, see, the mind is so devilish that it can misinterpret it in whichever way we want. You know, if you associate with senior devotees, we may think, oh, you know, they are so advanced. They don't have the struggles that I have. So I can't be like them. So yes, I'll admire them, and that's all that it is. But when we associate with our equals, and then we see they are also going through struggles which I am going through, and yet they are persevering. Or if we see sometimes they commit mistakes and fall, we can learn from that also. Oh, this is not what I should not be doing. So we have to learn to make whatever circumstance that is there is anukul to us. See, bhakti means anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. That is sharanagati. So, one is, if there is some association that inspires us, we should try to get that more and more. But apart from that, whatever association is there, we have to make it anukul for ourselves. That means we approach that association in a way that will inspire us. And then we can move onward steadily. Does that answer your question?